Chicxulub villagers are fighting a State Department of Natural Resources decision to go forward on coal mining activities near their village. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, challengers to the coal plan say their rights have been ignored.
Chicxulub's Penny Westing says the village is primed to continue the fight against a planned coal mine near the community. Westing is the secretary of the Chicxulub Village Traditional Council. She says coal exploration at Wishbone Hill near the village is about over, but villagers will continue to fight the proposed mine. Westing is particularly upset about the refusal of the Department of Natural Resources to heed residents' input on a coal exploration permit issued for Yucabeli coal.
Their permit for exploration was based on old information. There was no new studies done. Their information was, I can't even guesstimate the age of the information.
She says state officials have refused to include residents' concerns in granting the exploratory permit.
The amount of people living in the community and the restoration to Moose Creek that was done in collaboration with the federal government and Chicxulub Village for the fish passage. None of that stuff was part of the information.
The Chicxulub Village Traditional Council has spent years and about $1 million in restoring salmon habitat at Moose Creek. In May, DNR's Division of Mining Coal Regulatory Division turned down a petition to have the Wishbone Hill area designated as unsuitable for coal mining. In July, the division renewed Yucabeli's exploration permit, allowing the company to drill up to 20 exploration holes. Chicxulub villagers protested the decision, holding demonstrations in June and claiming the coal mining would impact culturally significant lands. Now they have hired Anchorage attorney Jeffrey Stauffer.
All options are on the table at this point, and this is the only the exploration phase. The main development permit will come into view next year, and all the process will begin during this next year. My clients are committed to using whatever legal steps that are necessary to stop this project from going forward without their input.
Stauffer has criticized DNR, in specific Commissioner Tom Irwin, for not allowing Chicxulub area residents their due process to be heard. Stauffer says the next move is up to his Chicxulub clients and won't say if a lawsuit is to be filed. He said in a press release that the International Indian Treaty Council has filed a Freedom of Information Act request seeking information on DNR's role in the process. Russell Kirkham, DNR's coal regulatory permitting manager, could not be reached today. I'm Ellen Lockyer.